The Lord be with you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The apostles rejoined Jesus and told him all they had done and taught. Then he said to them, "You must come away to some lonely place all by yourselves and rest for a while." There were so many coming and going that the apostles had no time even to eat. So they went off in a boat to a lonely place where they could be by themselves. But people saw them going, and many could guess where. And from every town they all hurried to the place on foot and reached it before them. So as he stepped ashore, he saw a large crowd. And he took pity on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he set himself to teach them at some length. The Gospel of the Lord. Our readings today, the first reading to me speaks first of all about responsibility. The familiar image of shepherds. The image of shepherds is played out throughout the scriptures, a lot in the Old Testament and obviously in the New Testament as well. Maybe when we think of that the shepherd, that psalm we just recited today about the good shepherd, first and foremost, who do we rightly think about? We think of Jesus himself. Jesus being the good shepherd. Jesus being the one who always, every second of our existence, wants what is best for us. He wants us to live and move in relationship with him, in his love and in his truth. He wants all that is good for us. He'll lead us into the pastures of life which are the best for us, that are the most protective for us. He's the ultimate good shepherd. Now obviously we don't always kind of follow what he wants and we can go away and sin, etc. But he is a good shepherd who wants to lead us into all that is good for ourselves, for our souls. So we have that image of Jesus, the good shepherd. But you also know that he gives people the task of being a shepherd in his name. So who might we think of next when we think of that? We might think of the Pope. Pope Francis, isn't he? He's kind of there to unify the church, to be a good shepherd in the name of Christ, for mankind, in a sense, to lead them in the ways of Christ. And we can thank God that in my lifetime, certainly, we've had a number of good popes. Now, as from my youth upwards, we had St. John Paul II, and then Paul VI, Pope Benedict, now Pope Francis. It wasn't always so in the past, though. We know from our history, we had a few popes with a bit dubious, to say the least. But somehow the church is God's church and it survived. So we know what a good shepherd is then in terms of a pope as well. Whatever images though, as we kind of trickle down through this thing of shepherds, can we think of? Maybe I think of bishops and priests as being shepherds of the people of God. And in a sense we are. We're called to do what is best for you, to lead you and form you in the ways of Jesus himself and to get you to live your lives as close to him and as holy as possible. That's our task. And again, we know it hurts when a bishop or a priest doesn't live up to his calling or there's some scandal, etc. And we're reminded of that in our first reading, Warning, shepherds, do your job. There's an accountability there. There's a responsibility that goes with being a shepherd. But I'd like to extend this idea of shepherd to everybody who is in a responsible position. And quite often we need to reflect, hold on, who am I actually responsible for in life? Who am I meant to be shepherding? Well, obviously if you're parents, right, you're shepherding your children. They've been entrusted to you by God. You're called to lead them, form them in the ways that are best for their character, their soul, for their whole person. And what a task and privilege that is to be a shepherd of your children. But you might think, well, my children have grown up now and I'm a grandparent or a great-grandparent. You've still got a shepherding to do, maybe in a bit more subtle way. There's still people that you've got to help shape and form and do what's best for and lead in the right ways. And you might be an older brother, an older sister, and you've got to be a good example to your younger brothers and sisters. There's a little bit of shepherding going on there as well. And when you look at it, Jesus is the good shepherd, but we're all called to be shepherds in various ways. You might be in a workplace where you're responsible for people, or maybe you see someone who's at work a little bit left out. You're called to be a shepherd to them, to kind of help them, to lead them and do what's best for them. And it's all about, therefore, shepherds, about taking responsibility. That's the word that comes through. Taking responsibility for other people, and what is best for them, to lead them into the good pastures of life, do what's best for their minds, their hearts, their souls, for the whole person. So we think of that from our first reading. What about in our gospel here? We've got responsibility in shepherding coming out in our first reading. But in our gospel, we're reminded simply this. We're called to do what is best for other people, but sometimes that has to override what we actually think is best for us in any particular moment. Those disciples come back, and they're pretty fired up, really. They've been out in his name, you know, casting out devils and preaching in his name and whatever. They're pretty excited, they're pretty pumped up, and they're coming back, and they want to talk to Jesus, and they're probably a bit tired, you know, and a little bit hyper, maybe, and they need a bit of space, and, you know, in a human level. And Jesus recognizes that. He says, come with me, come to a lonely place. Come on, let's be alone by ourselves. Let's talk this through. Let's do a debriefing on what we've been through, and what have we learned? What have we experienced? And Jesus thinks, you know, at the time, that's what's best for them. But then there's this whole load of people who are hungry, enthusiastic for the Word of God. They want to hear Jesus. They want to be in his presence. And so he tries to get his disciples over to a quieter place so they could be alone together. But what do they find? The people have worked it out. They're smart. They've gone to the place where they think he's going, and they got it right. And he sees the crowd, and what does he do? You know, he's generous in his response. He doesn't say, first of all, sorry people, you've had your space, now we want ours, right? He says, look, they're like sheep without a shepherd. And he ministers to them. And he doesn't do, you know, a quick half hour, thinking, okay, a little bit more, then that's it, we want our own time. He generously, he says, he spoke to them at length. That reminds us maybe again, we're called to be shepherds for each other, responsible for each other. There's times when we're really going to have to push ourselves. You know, when we can think, you know, oh, I need a bit of space, I'm tired or whatever. And we have to push through because the needs of the other people, the needs of our family, the needs of people we're working with, people in the parish, are there and they're evident. And the Lord is so often saying to us, come on, you can do it. Push yourself a little bit there. By my grace, by my energy I'll give you, my power, the power of the Holy Spirit, you can minister to the people you have to minister. You know, to put your own needs maybe a little bit second so you can look after the needs of the others. And sometimes we can feel really pushed on that, really pushed. You know, sometimes your parents had a hard day's work, and then, you know, little Johnny, little Susie decide to throw up at 3 o'clock in the morning all over the duvet, you know, and you've got to get it all sorted, etc. And you've still got to get up the next day for work and all those things. You know, but that's life, isn't it? And for all of us, there's those times when we're pushed. We can think of Jesus today giving that generous response. So let's take heart from that. Those times will be there. That's what makes life real. But the Lord is there to grace us and empower us with his Holy Spirit to do what is right and to put the needs of others often before our own.